This is Free Talk Live, Tuesday edition. We're kicking off hour number one, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site there are completely free, so do enjoy those. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out with the calls, because it's the show about your calls. Let's talk to Tom in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tom.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I wish you all a happy new year.
Indeed. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Okay, I just wanted to call up and let the people know out there in America that's listening to your great broadcast that Henry Poulsen has been arrested in Europe. I don't know if anyone's heard of this. Or
Who is that?
Henry Poulsen is the U.S. Treasury Secretary. To quote a news story that came out of Europe, dated Saturday, 30th of December, 2006, at 20:05 hours, U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry M. Poulsen has been arrested in Europe. Sentencing inflicts extreme disgrace upon the United States generally. U.S. Treasury Secretary seized and brought before ad hoc tribunal in Germany on subpoena handed out by the International Court of Justice, or World Court, on charges of money laundering, non-payment of Ambassador wants his $4.5 trillion for misappropriation and or diversion of colossal sums of money. Vice President Dick Cheney, likewise, at the receiving end of a parallel subpoena for similar criminal offenses. German authorities exercised the international subpoena, bringing Poulsen under German jurisdiction, given that the German banks trying to make the want of payment were twice prevented by Mr. Poulsen from doing so. When this happened, the second time, Poulsen was arrested.
Okay, wait, can you translate that? What was he laundering money for?
Well, basically, Ambassador Wanta, was in charge of a trust fund worth $27.9 trillion that Goldman Sachs and the former Secretary of Treasury, John Snow, as well as this Treasury Secretary, have thwarted the payment through foreign banks. Every time the payment was supposed to come forth, the United States Treasury and the interfered with the transfer. And the arrest has been confirmed by seven sources.
So the United States owed the Germans money, is what you're saying?
No, Ambassador Wanta was authorized back in the Reagan administration to set up funds to prevent the ruble from collapsing. Those funds were earmarked for the people of the United States in the event that they did not succeed. They succeeded in doing what they wanted to do. The funds were still there, and they were going to be returned to the American people with interest, which totaled almost $97 trillion. It's very interesting that on this day, when they're all praising the passing of Mr. Ford, President Ford, that the banks are closed, the post office is closed, and never in history of the United States has there ever been a date when the banks and the post office were both closed, as well as the stock market, to commemorate.
That's true. I did hear that they had closed down the stock market today, and I thought, that's a little strange.
Yes, so I'm just wanting to get the word out. Like I said, the arrests have been confirmed by seven sources. Key U.S. Treasury officials ordered to Germany, subjected to
What do you think is going to come of all this?
Well, it's already been stated that Congress is going to pass a law or pass an act that is going to do away with the Federal Reserve Bank, and they're going to be removing...
What?
Yes.
Come on. Really?
Okay,
where is this coming from?
If you have an email address, I'll forward this whole thing to you. This is a chronological list of events. It's about 14 pages long.
Send it to FTL at freetalklive.com.
FTL?
At freetalklive.com.
Why would they all of a sudden go and get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank? What does that have to do with all this?
Well, the Federal Reserve assets are up for sale right now in Europe for $450 billion. The total debt asset of the Federal Reserve is $1,000 trillion. Okay, so I'm just bringing this to people's attention. This is something that will not be on the major mainstream media. They're trying to hide.
Well,
all
I mean,
this
if they're going to sell the Federal Reserve off or get rid of it, then I think that's going to at least make some major news at some point.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, there's a list here of the chronological list of events since all this happened. The letter to the president from Mr. Cottrell, which is Mr. Wanta's private attorney, and Thomas Henry. To Dick Cheney, to all these different organizations that they even list the banks that are currently holding the assets of the Wanta Trust, which is about 120 banks, and there's even one here in Newport Beach called Bank of America.
Huh.
So This is very interesting. So
this is essentially breaking news. You said he was arrested just a couple days ago?
Yes, I believe on the 24th or the 26th. Hold on a second.
And this is verifiable. You say this is not just some sort of internet rumor.
This is totally verifiable. 7 different independent sources have verified this story. Coming from the UK, coming from Germany, coming from our own United States Treasury Department.
All right. Well, send that on to FTL at freetalklive.com, and we'll definitely take a look at it. And Tom, thank you for the call. If it's true.
It's earth-shattering.
It sounds pretty outrageous. Sounds pretty interesting.
And I hope they never let Mr. Paulson out.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
I hope all of our politicians...
Did you Google his name, perhaps?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He
really is,
arrested?
In fact... I can't tell whether he's arrested or not, but I can tell, in fact, that he was... he's the Treasury Secretary.
Let's go to Justin in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Justin.
Oh, hello, guys.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm Justin. I listen through the podcast, and I'm 15 years old, and I wanted to bring up the different types of anarchy and anarchism.
Sure.
I personally identify myself as a free marketeer and an anarcho-capitalist, but I was questioning anarcho-communism, and I was wondering if you guys know or have any information on it, how would anarcho-communism work? Because it's kind of the idea that no one works for money, but how would this work without government enforcing these laws that would kind of rid the world of money?
I don't honestly know anything about the anarcho-capitalists and what they think. I don't know.
Now, why would there be no money in the world?
Well,
I mean, it seems like money is a natural phenomenon.
Yeah, but their whole goal is to eliminate money.
It's not a surprise to me that it's the goal of the commies to eliminate money. It seems like their goal is to work against natural phenomena. It seems like the communist system is unnatural in the first place, and so why not? You know, hey, we're unnatural. Let's get rid of all the money. I mean, it's crazy. Communism has never worked, and so that's not going to work either.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Lenin attempted to do away with money in the Soviet Union very early on, and they found that they just couldn't operate without it.
Yeah, I was just arguing with an anarcho-communist today, and they couldn't explain why money would be eliminated and how it would be eliminated without kind of an overhead authority.
Right. I can't imagine how. I mean, money's going to go away? Wait, if there's no government, then people are going to, you know, there's no authority, then people are going to...
People are going to create their own money.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to create private money, they're going to create private script, and if the communists don't like that, what are they going to do?
There's no such thing as an anarcho-communist.
Oh, well, if you go to Wikipedia, actually, you can't, but there is a page for anarcho-communists. So.
I know, and it would be unfair of us to go in, you know, they wouldn't let us go in and write idiot underneath it. But what they believe in is completely impossible. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know. If they're talking about doing it for the entire society, then it's impossible. But if they want to get together and have 15 people live on a commune somewhere and get rid of money, then they might be able to
get rid of money,
that.
But are they going to get rid of government? Are those 15 people going to live in a commune somewhere and not pay taxes to the federal government? Because otherwise they're not
anarchists. We're talking about in a state of anarchy. We're talking about...
Yeah.
They can go and be communists if they want to.
Yeah, the whole idea is kind of to create an anarchy and then create communes. And
okay.
That's in an anarchy, the only way communism is going to work is in an anarchy, because people who actually want to be communists will be in the communes.
Right. If you want to opt in, if you want to join a commune under a free market system or an anarchist system, then that's fine. That's your business. But it's certainly not going to have any effect on the rest of us who want to continue living life as we normally do. That is with a common form of exchange known as money. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, I just had a quick thing on God.
Okay.
Mark kind of stakes his belief on God on how evolution isn't perfect and that monkeys are stronger than humans, but humans are intelligent. I'd like to argue that evolution isn't finished. And eventually humans may become very strong and very smart. So as evolution isn't finished, we essentially haven't reached, like, the perfect forms yet. So, of course, there are going to be problems within the biological hemispheres. So,
well, obviously there's evolution just takes what works and sort of works with it. What my question is how did the monkeys get so strong so quickly and we're somehow related to them? Somehow we must have lost the strength.
Ask some evolutionary psychologist or scientist guy. Thanks for the call, Justin. We appreciate it. To me, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care where we came from. We're here now. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. On the way, sex offenders. Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 2nd, 2007, gold 638, 1 ounce gold coin 658.92, 331.50 for half, 166 for quarter. That's 658.92, 331.50, and 166. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there, completely free, so do enjoy those, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. Both of them there for free at freetalklive.com. And if you have a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child a kid's journey to getting rich and order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. You know, Mark, we've been looking throughout the and pretty much the whole break there for this story, this these claims about the Treasury Secretary
that
Hillary
would be
Paulson
huge.
Being
I mean,
arrested.
It would be a really big deal.
And there's no verifiable source. The guy who called in at the top of the hour claimed that there's seven independent sources. He has yet to send the email that he promised to send, and a quick Google search doesn't reveal any sort of news source internationally anywhere that is reporting this. The only source that is reporting it is some crackpot website.
There's a couple of web forums that have it in there repeated.
Right. Well, that's not a that's nothing.
No, I mean, it's not. I mean, it's just people saying it. Apparently, it came out as a. It looks like it came out as a news story on December the 30th, but I can't find what news source reported it.
Paulson did go to Germany in December. That much is true, but that appears to be the only bit of truth in this whole thing. There's nothing actually verifiable in those claims that caller made earlier. Just thought it would be worthwhile to throw that out there. 800-259-9231. But if we do stumble across something, if it does turn out it's true, we'll certainly retract that.
Please.
I'd love to see some real verification of this.
I want it to be true.
Some guy calling this show. Let's continue with the calls, though. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Hey, lads.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I wanted to thank you guys for all you did to make the first 1,000 happen.
Woohoo!
Very good, sir.
I didn't lift a finger on that. I didn't get involved in it at all. It was very cool to see stuff just happen, you know, and I'm sorry I didn't do more, but I'm really glad you guys were able to make things happen on that.
Did you even sign it?
Oh, yeah, I did sign it.
Okay, good.
Well, there you go. Then you helped out.
Yeah, but you guys, you know, I mean, you were constantly talking about it, making a lot of calls.
All right, enough backpatting. What do you have for us here tonight, Dave?
Well, I actually wanted to give you an update on really, it's a year and a half old case in terms of just our involvement in it, in terms of Free Stater involvement in it. But there's a prominent eminent domain case in New Hampshire where a gentleman from Londonderry was, the state was trying to seize some of his land.
Yeah.
It was sort of wetlands, you know, they were trying to seize. It wasn't like they were trying to get his front porch or anything like that. But anyway, he had lost his land. But I have a piece of good news, and that is that the guy managed to leverage the publicity he got out of the thing. And the protest that we did on his behalf, he managed to leverage that into a run for state rep, and he won.
Oh,
well,
awesome.
That is good.
This is a piece of news that a lot of people they just weren't paying attention to it. And in fact, I didn't even figure out that he had won until a couple weeks ago. I was scanning to see who was in there, who made it in, and he made it in.
Awesome.
How about that? So that's good. So you've got somebody who's anti-eminent domain, who's been elected to office in New Hampshire. That's, I suppose, good news.
Correct. He's a Republican. There weren't that many Republican freshmen elected this year because of the
good point
anger at George Bush. But he got in. I don't know his entire rankings, his liberty rankings.
He probably doesn't have one yet because he's new, right? I mean, you can't rank somebody on their votes if they haven't ever been in to vote on anything.
I think the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers gives them a ranking if they respond to a questionnaire.
I see.
And I don't know if he was endorsed by them or not. I think he was. His name's Al Baldessaro. He's from Londonderry.
Very good.
Nice to have this, you know, at least part of a happy ending to that story. And the overall ending wasn't happy.
You're certainly looking on the bright side. That's for sure, Dave. I mean, he did have his land taken from him by force, and that's certainly unhappy.
It is. And,
but maybe in the future we can head that off at the pass, and we can prevent that from ever happening again.
That's true.
Very good, Dave. Anything else on your mind?
Not much I can think of.
Thanks, as always. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Skooma in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Skooma.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Do you remember if I called back on, called before on, sometime in mid-December about how I was going to go, get searched at school?
Oh, that was you. Okay, I couldn't remember which one of our younger callers it was. And no, you didn't call back on that. What ended up happening? You said there was one day, I guess it was like a Friday, that you'd gotten wind that the school people were going to be searching every student coming into the school that day.
Yeah, it turns out they didn't.
Oh, well. Well, that was easy then.
Yes, I was all worried because I had my guitar and I didn't want to get hassled, but nothing happened.
Oh, well. They were BSing you, just trying to scare you, I guess. So
or they were just government and just forgot.
Maybe so. What else is on your mind, Skooma?
Well, I got my first paycheck ever this over the winter break.
Oh, first job?
Yeah.
Congratulations. What are you doing?
Bagging groceries, but what angered me the most was the taxes.
Yeah.
It doesn't California feel real taxes.
It doesn't feel real good when they take that money from you for not doing, I mean, they didn't, what did they do to earn it?
Nothing.
Nothing. They just took it.
$30.
Out of how many?
181.
Yeah, that's a pretty significant chunk.
That's a good chunk.
That's, what is that, 15%?
Something like that.
So, in that case, so it's your very first job, you're bagging groceries. What do you like the most about it?
The money.
That's the reason we all go to work,
my friend.
That's
pretty good, though, that you can say, you know, that you're making good money at bagging groceries these days. It's not too shabby. And good luck with the career, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Stick with it. You know, most important thing is to show up on time every single day, single time you're scheduled.
I agree. Let's talk to Nigel in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. Hello, Nigel.
Hi. I think, Mark, you have a couple misconceptions about evolution that I'm going to do my best to clear up.
Oh, and I'm not going to listen. Go ahead.
No, I don't. Okay. I think a lot of people believe that evolution means that every new generation is better by some arbitrary...
No, I do not believe that at all. I believe that evolution means that what works, what lives, is what gets to breed. And here's what my point is that monkeys and humans are supposed to have some common ancestor, okay?
Yes.
That common ancestor must have had the ability to be rather strong, because monkeys are very, very strong, right? Chimpanzees can lift a Volkswagen over their head. Gorillas can bench press 3,000 pounds. I mean, we're talking about a very...
Well, neither of those are actually monkeys or apes, but okay.
Fine. So they don't have a tail. Big deal. And the point that I'm making here is that if I'm strong and smart, like me, and Ian's smart and weak, like he is, then, we're willing to kill each other in order to breed, then I am going to get the girl before Ian, six times out of four. So Ian is going to disappear.
We also have to understand that humans supposedly evolved, in different climates than chimpanzees and gorillas now live.
No, they pretty much... there in Africa, right?
Gorillas live, well, yes, but Africa is a very diverse
place. It is a very diverse place, but I'm talking about right where they are.
Okay, well, chimpanzees and gorillas live in jungles, whereas humans are supposed to have evolved in savannas, which are vastly different environments.
If you've got more, Nigel, hang on. I'll let you guys duke it out, because I don't care. I'm just going to sit back here and enjoy the fight. More is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Tuesday edition. And you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features you'll find there. They are completely free, and that does include the listener map. We've got over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world that have added themselves to it. And you can, too. Or just scroll around the world and see who else is a listener of Free Talk Live. Head over to map.freetalklive.com to do that. That's map.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. As I believe we go back to Nigel in Texas. Nigel, you're back on with Mark here. You guys were talking evolution. As I understand it, Mark's objection to the whole evolution concept, and I think it's a neat idea personally, the evolution thing, but Mark's objection is, well, doesn't Ian's existence disprove evolution?
That's pretty much it.
Oh, he's gone. I'm sorry. I missed it when he said that. Okay, so Nigel's gone. In that case, I don't know, Mark. Essentially, you're saying that because skinny people exist, skinny and weak people exist, that means that there cannot be evolution.
No, you're making another mistake that our listeners often make regarding those who worship in the Church of Evolution make, is that somehow I think that muscle mass equates to strength, and I don't. Mm. I know that muscle connections equate to strength, and you can have, look at the arms of chimpanzees. They don't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but they can lift the old VW bug, not the new one,
yeah,
over their heads, according to Jane Woodall. I mean, I've never seen one do it, but that's what she says they can do. I have seen one in a cage with bent bars. I can't remember. It seems like those bars were about an inch and a half of just raw steel, each of them bent. But, I'm sorry. I don't go for that crap.
All right. Well, anyway, like I said before, I don't really care which way how the universe came about. Doesn't matter to me. Let's go to something completely different. It's Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Hello, Jim.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. It must be a positive start for 2007 and downsizedc.org, at least I'm hoping. Of course, we love having you on the show to give us updates about what's going on with one of my favorite liberty-oriented organizations, and that is downsizedc.org. So, Happy New Year, Jim, and what's the latest?
Well, we're about to have a 100-hour legislative orgy.
Oh, boy.
What does that mean?
Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to pass 7 to 8 major pieces of legislation in the first 100 hours of the new Congress.
Huh.
And as best we can figure, this will amount to between 300 and 400 pages worth of dense legalese.
Mm.
That's not good. That can't be good for freedom.
How can anyone read that?
Exactly. I don't think they can read it, understand it, debate it. They're going to do this rather quickly. They're basically going to show, after 12 years of being off the job, they're going to catch up as fast as they can in demonstrating that they are as cavalier with the Constitution and with our system of government as the Republicans were.
But I see. The Democrats were off the job. So I didn't feel like Congress has been off the job. I felt like they've been passing all kinds of anti-freedom, expensive regulations and rules over the last 12 years.
Yeah, but it was the wrong guys doing it in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right.
We have 12 years to make up for, and they're going to attempt to do it basically here.
Right. We've been getting way too many fascist-leaning laws, Mark. Now we've got to have some more socialist-leaning laws passed. So with that in mind, Jim, what's the plan to put a stop to it?
Well, you know, the one we're most concerned about is the very first one they're going to vote on. They're going to label this, we're told now, H.R. 1. We still haven't seen the bill because the new Congress isn't open yet. But we have a good idea what's in the bill based on what on Nancy Pelosi's past track record as an attempt to silence their critics, particularly organizations like DownsizedDC.org.
Mm.
They're going to require regulations, impose regulations upon us that we've never had to deal with before.
Can you give us an example of what you're talking about when you say regulations that you'll have to deal with?
Well, they're going to begin requiring us to report as if we are lobbyists. We have to begin treating all of our efforts as if we're one of these astroturf organizations that Tom DeLay or Jack Abramoff set up. And so they're coming in to solve that problem, a problem they created, by the way. And they're going to now try to impose upon grassroots organizations regulations and so forth that won't be imposed in the same way or the same manner on unions, major corporations, and membership organizations. They're just going to go after grassroots lobbying groups, the smaller groups like us that are real pesky, and starting to ask them to do things like pass Read the Bills Act.
So you guys are basically getting too effective. You're bugging them a little bit too often, and now they want to wipe you off the face of the map.
Right. Every one of us is going to die. They and us will have to, for any public outreach that we do, is going to have to begin to file a report every quarter. And the report is set at a very low threshold. If we spend over $2,500 on lobbying activities, as defined by this law, we will be into the reporting requirement. Now, you think of all the little startup groups. I mean, it doesn't take long to get to $2,500.
No, it sure doesn't.
There will be groups that never get started. There will be groups that close as a result of this.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as they're concerned, that's quite all right, because then they will be hearing from fewer people, and I think that's really the way they want it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, the worst thing about this is it's not the groups being closed down, because, who cares about a group, but it's the American people that are being represented by these groups. I don't feel like I have a voice in Washington except for DownsizedDC.org.
And I'm with you on that, and I think there are a lot of other people with you on that, and not just for DownsizedDC.org. There's other organizations out there that are also,
I don't know anything about them, but
they're carrying a torch, and if you believe in democracy, as these guys are constantly paying lip service to, if you believe in representative government, then all of these regulations are designed to do the exact opposite of what you profess to believe. They're designed to suppress, they're designed to chill, they're designed to stifle any kind of activity that's done from the grassroots. This is supposed to be what America's all about.
So, essentially, if you don't fill out this paperwork, there's these certain reporting requirements. When you cross that $2,500 threshold, you're then in. I think I've seen something else about if you have over 500 people on your email list or 500 members in your organization that you also qualify for more paperwork. If you don't fill out this paperwork, what's going to happen to you, Jim Babka?
Well, they're going to fine you. There'll be penalties. I mean, we're going to be, as far as the way I understand it right now, we're going to have to be doing these additional filings with the IRS. And one of the filings that kind of surprises me, kind of gets me, it's so blatant, and yet they're going to get away with this, is that we also, once we're in the filing mode, have to report on those reports what we're going to do in the next quarter. We have to give a good faith estimate. I love the specificity of that. a good faith estimate of what we plan to do during the next quarter. In other words, we have to imagine it's like sitting down to play a game of poker and having to show all the rest of the table your cards before you start.
When you say what you're going to have to or what you're going to do in the next quarter, are they talking about just from a financial standpoint or from an activism standpoint as well?
Well, that's another great question, because it's not just us that's going to be coming under the regulation here, but also our vendors for the very first time. And all of this expense is going to be borne by DownsizedDC.org. It's all brand new expense that will not go a dime of it to changing Congress's mind or to getting the word out to the general public. It's going to go to lawyers, accountants, consultants, and so forth, who are going to help us get these forms filled out. And our vendors are going to have to do it as well. So if a vendor helps us, for example, put together an ad for radio or for television, they're also going to have to file a report stating how the ad was done. If we have an ad, someone doing the ad buying for us, they're going to have to file a report explaining where they bought the ads and how much they spent in each location.
Who's going to want to do that? Nobody's going to want to do that.
It's going to make it impossible to be effective. It's going to create a threshold for effectiveness, and you just won't be able to be effective beyond that point without being a full-fledged lobbying group.
Exactly. And there will be people, Ian, that are going to be willing to do this because the organizations that are going to be paying for the service will pay for it.
Right.
I mean, DownsizedDC.org is going to have to reach into its pocket to pay for this additional regulatory burden. And I anticipate that we're probably talking right now, even at our small size, five figures a year to meet these obligations.
Wow. I mean, you guys, it's not easy to raise money. I've seen you put out on the Downsize DC dispatch the list that you'll get signed up for when you go and sign up at DownsizedDC.org, and it's definitely worth being on. There's all kinds of interesting stuff that comes out over it. But there's from time to time you pretty much have to beg for cash.
Yeah.
And this is not going to make your job any easier. In fact, it's going to make it much more difficult. And, Jim, if you'll hang on, we're going to bring you back for more. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Jim Babka at DownsizedDC.org, there may be a chance to head this off at the pass, and we'll find out how that can be done on the way. Because this isn't good. This is an organization that's out there fighting for liberty, and now the government wants to put up more hoops for them to jump through. Your show, you take control. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And anything goes, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. It's a new month, and that means that the voting totals have reset over at PodcastAlley.com. Now, Podcast Alley is one of the most popular podcasting websites, and as you may know, Free Talk Live not only is a radio show, but we also put ourselves online after the show's over as a podcast format. And as a result of promoting said podcast, we've become fairly popular in the podcast world, and part of the reason why is because every month we ask you to go and vote for the show. It doesn't matter if you're a podcast listener or not. If you like Free Talk Live and you listen to Free Talk Live, period, whether it's on the radio or podcast or direct download, we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. Because when you vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com, it increases our total, helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world, and as a result, more new people come across the show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that have found Free Talk Live because we're on that top 10 list. And usually we're fairly high up. In fact, I believe, we're number two right now?
We're number two. We're behind that darn Potter kid. You know, as usual, we just need, I don't know, like 50 more votes or something like that. And
we're going to need about 2,000 votes this month because the Potter guys got 1,900 and we only got 1,100 last month.
Yeah.
So we really need to step it up. Go ahead and go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is an email address. Very simple process. I think Jim Babka even votes for us. Jim, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
Every month.
In fact, you do. We really appreciate it. Every month, Jim sends out notice to the DC downsizers and asks them to vote for us as well. Considering we're all one big happy pro liberty family here, and it really makes a difference. More people are discovering freedom because of your votes. Anyway, with that in mind, Jim, we're talking about a threat to downsizedc.org. A threat.
Yeah. Can I throw something in?
Please.
It's really hard for us to describe, and it would even be just hard to describe right now. The advantage that this is going to confer to the union groups, the major corporations, the AstroTurf lobbyists that are allegedly getting regulated here.
What does that mean, AstroTurf lobbyists?
Well, AstroTurf organizations were organizations set up by a rich benefactor. They're part of the residue we get from the McCain-Feingold law. They regulated that certain kinds of money couldn't be spent, so new avenues have to be opened up all the time. And this is one of the new avenues that was opened up. You set up a PAC, you get an office, or you set up a group, and you're able to begin routing all of your contributions to that group, and that group then starts making payoffs to various different individuals to write op-eds or to run ads or do all that stuff. But it's all basically being funded by one entity. Mm. Jack Abramoff used Indian casinos, for example, and had them funnel money through a couple of different AstroTurf organizations. And that's allegedly what they're going after here, but that's not really what's going to end up being regulated. As long as these organizations have members that they're communicating with, they don't have to pay any of the expense pay any of the filing fees and deal with all of these issues if they're just communicating with their members. They only have to pay for outside advertising. Those are the things that they have to report on their forms. So it's very difficult to kind of, you know, get this so everybody can really see it. And tomorrow we're planning on, we're working on it right now, our downsizer dispatch will give a breakdown, a real-life scenario of two groups and show how the major corporations could spend all kinds of money and get all kinds of influence on Capitol Hill without having to report a dime, but a little organization like DownsizedDC.org could spend a very small amount of money and have an onerous burden of reporting. And we'll demonstrate how that works in the Downsizer Dispatch, hopefully
now,
tomorrow.
Okay, Jim, how do people who are interested in this, who are not yet DC downsizers, get on the dispatch list? What's the process?
The best way is to send a message to Congress. We do have a simple subscription link on there if they want to just test us and find out what's on the list. They can go to the DownsizedDC.org page and sign up for the email list right there on the homepage. But if they're, and there's, and as you guys can attest, there's lots of good information that we put out every week.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to, if they want to actually get involved, and this is the way we recommend doing it, go to DownsizedDC.org, pick a campaign that's there. Right now, the campaign we're referring to is right at the very top of the page. Click on that one, and you can send a message to Congress very simply. You just give your contact information, and the system tells you who your representative and two senators are. And they, it allows you to send a personalized message that includes your contact information. And the way that we submit this information to congressional websites, it doesn't necessarily, most of the time it's not email. The way we submit this information combined with your contact information on the letter itself demonstrates that office that they're actually hearing from a constituent.
Mm-hmm.
The number of internet communications has soared over the last several years. It's much more popular than letter writing. And these messages are counted and read by the congressional offices and reported to the boss nearly every morning. And you're joining, when you do this, with thousands of other people. That's DownsizedDC.org.
And that's one of the reasons why they hate organizations like you, because you are effective. You are making it easy for people to contact their representatives, because normally it can be a bit of a process to get in touch with a representative, but you guys make it essentially a one-step situation. You go, you get registered for the first time, and from then on out, anytime you want to take action with DownsizedDC.org, it's just a matter of logging in and clicking one or two buttons, and you're done.
You know,
it's so easy.
And this is, people may be out there right now thinking to themselves, I never contact my congressperson. They don't listen anyway. But, you know, there's going to come a time when you do want to contact them, and laws like this that Downsize DC are you know, fighting against, you're going to... Oh, man, I lost my train of thought. That's laws right. like this...
So Mark, you're exactly right. And not only that, DownsizedDC.org, and we've made no secret about this, been very open about it, the real reason we're using a mechanism like this is that we're not only trying to direct an army at Congress, we're trying to build an army. This is a wonderful way for us to recruit new people in. We pick these issues, give people a very quick education about them so they can be up to speed and send an informed message to Congress, and then a vehicle by which to do it. But it really gives us an opportunity to recruit, and we have been growing steadily as time goes by, and we're going to keep growing. We're going to build an army so large that Congress can't afford to ignore us, and that's what they're scared of.
Exactly right. Now, what else is going on? As we focused on this, and it's certainly an important issue, and you're right, it is right there at the top of the page. There's some guy that's got something wrapped around his mouth so he can't speak. Who is that anyway? That's not you, Jim.
No, it's not me. I like that picture, though. I don't know where our webmaster got that one.
Yeah, it's funny. Right there, DownsizedDC.org. So what's coming in the future, regardless of what happens with Congress on this particular issue, what else is going on down the line for Downsize DC?
Well, there's going to be some more campaigns to put up. I mean, this is going to be a very busy time. This new Congress has made clear that not only are they starting off at this 100-hour legislative orgy, as we're calling it, but they have said they are going to show that they work harder than the Republicans. And when Congress works harder, we should all be scared.
Yeah.
They're going to be in 5 days a week instead of the traditional 3 to 4.
Oh, boy.
They're going to not take any extended breaks until August.
And hasn't George Bush also essentially pledged to work with these people? He's ready to sign the minimum wage legislation.
Something we're probably going to jump on next week is the minimum wage. And so that's another part of the 100-hour legislative orgy. But there's going to be a bunch of this kind of stuff, and this is not a president. He's got one veto in his entire record here, who's going to be vetoing a whole bunch of stuff. I have a feeling that he's going to go along with it. He clearly has no problem, gentlemen, with the size of the government. He's willing to expand it more. It's, you know,
give whatever he wants, so long as he can keep his war going, is apparently the modus operandi here.
Pretty much.
Now, what Jim, do you remember what he vetoed? Because we were trying to think of it the other day, and we can't.
The stem cell bill.
What's that?
That's right.
The stem cell research bill.
I see. God knows we'd want to veto a little science.
And that's another one of the things that's in the 100-hour orgy. The Democrats are going to pass another stem cell research bill.
And what, he's not going to veto it?
You know, he may veto that again, too. He may have to for, you know, because of his base. But I don't think there's anything
he
else.
He doesn't have to do anything because of the base now, though. I mean, you know, like now he's pretty much doing whatever he wants, right? I mean, all the elections are done until he has to get out.
Right.
I mean, maybe he cares whether the Republicans win, but I don't see why he does. I don't know if I would. I don't know. Maybe he will, maybe he won't.
All right, so everybody who has not yet become a DC downsizer really should consider going to downsizedc.org, explore the website. Better yet, click the very top link there under Don't Let Congress Stifle Its Critics and Tell Congress No. Get signed up. Get on the Downsize DC Dispatch and get active, because there's always going to be something new. There's always some new threat to liberty. And, Jim, you just do an awesome job, you and your crew over there. I know it's not just you. There's a number of other people involved. But you guys do a great job of really keeping up with what these thugs in Washington are doing. And they're dangerous people, and I'm glad somebody's keeping an eye on them like you guys are. And I just really appreciate you being out there. Oh, one other thing, Jim.
Yes.
You're going to be appearing at the Liberty Forum in February.
I was wondering if you were going to remember that. Yes, and you and I believe, are going to be on a panel together.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be on about that, but I think so.
I'm going to be on a media panel. I don't know if they've announced me on any other panels at this point.
I think I'm on that same panel, but I'm not positive.
Well, either way,
tell me I'm going to be on a panel, and I believe that you were one of the people that they mentioned.
We're going to be in the same building, and it's going to be interesting because I've never met you before. I'm really looking forward to it. I know a lot of our listeners are probably looking forward to getting a chance to meet with Jim Babka from DownsizeDC.org. So if you're going to be at the Liberty Forum, he'll be there as well. And, Jim, thank you, as always, for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate it.
It's a blast.
Have a great night, sir. Talk to you later. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We've got two more hours remaining. Hour number two on the way. Coming up, sex offenders. There's a new law in regards to those guys. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.